Yeah, look, it's obviously a pretty disappointing result there. Obviously, we want to defend home court, and we let a fantastic opportunity slip by. And, you know, you want to respond in the right way, and that starts on the training track. And we've got a massive game today, and obviously, well, I don't think we put our best foot forward today, but we'll definitely respond.
With respect, he wasn't very happy with the training. He said he wants you to work together. Have you not been doing that?
No, no. Last week was most probably our best training session in my 7 years of Wildcats career, really. I think it's now translating, I guess, that physicality and that toughness that you bring on the court every single day and now translating it to a Friday or Saturday night. And I think, you know, obviously we saw there, now we've got to respond and bring it on the next game.
You have so many turnovers week by week within the team. Has that made the communication, which he's discussed there, a bit of a challenge for everyone?
Yeah, look, I think we are now, we've found the group that we've got. We're going to have to stick with that no matter what. And I think that culture, everyone's bought into it. It's more so, you know, we have defensive systems in place or a scouting report. And what we saw against New Zealand is that we broke down too easily and that led to wide open dunks or three-pointers. And what we see across the league, the talent is exceptional. So when you have a minor breakdown, it leads to a major effect. And look, as a group, we may have four guys communicating, but sometimes we've got one going on the same page, which is disappointing, and it starts the training course.
Kind of like having a bit of a line in the sand moment there.
Yeah, I mean, Trevor's an emotional guy, and obviously, you know, we saw one team respond in the best way in terms of being physical, playing all out, playing Wildcat basketball, and we saw another lineup that sort of were licking their wounds and feeling a bit sorry for themselves. And yeah, I guess what we got to see is the whole team respond in that manner, and yeah, I guess that was a disappointing aspect.
The way you lost on Sunday, sorry. The way you lost on Sunday, does it make you angry? Does it make you frustrated? Or what's the adjective?
Yeah, I think when looking back, we obviously have our video sessions and we just saw too many opportunities where we let a 7-footer grab a, you know, an easy dunk or a guy that's shooting 59% for the season have a wide open three. And those ones, you know, if you lose and you play the Wildcat style of basketball that we want to play, you walk away, shake a man's hand and be happy with that. But when you let guys wide open shoot uncontested three-pointers, that hurts you. So, yeah, a lot of emotions, frustrations, disappointment, no doubt about it, especially with how close this league is. That's a huge win in that magnitude. But what we see with this group, and that's what I love about these guys, is that in facing adversity, they really respond. And it's always been that case, and now we've got a fantastic opportunity to go, I guess, a playoff series home and away against Sydney, and we can really take a step on them.
Just what are you expecting from Sydney's former Wildcat, Kevin Lynch?
Yeah, well, look, isn't Kevin's playing exceptional basketball again? And they're playing real free-flowing basketball. Look like they're having a little bit of fun. Obviously, that shows by gaze there, but look, they're a star-studded lineup. You bring in two NBA guys that have played 10-plus years. You've got a former MVP and then two European guys. It's a pretty star-studded lineup. So that's going to be a fantastic test for us. But as we see, look, we don't have 10 guys that are exceptionally talented, but when we all work together, we're a talented team. And so for us, that's about how we can click, how we can run our offensive systems and making sure we're all on the same page.
So can you complete the entire session?
Yeah, Jared will be there. Look, he struggled, I think, like him in terms of his motor. He just was a little bit gassed, but that's what we wanted. We want him to go all out today, and then he'll be ready to go Thursday, but he'll be fine.
How big a bonus is it to get him back?
Yeah, mate, he's one of the more underrated point guards in the league, and I obviously love sharing the court with him. He's brings a new dimension to the game, I guess, in terms of his speed up the court. He's very crafty, and he's got great court vision. So for us, he's going to be a bit of an offensive spark for us.